被彼此有交通。
Praise the Lord that we have this opportunity for me to share with brothers and sisters.
那今天早晨呢，我想我要和弟兄姊妹交通关于忠心的事情。
And this morning, I would like to share the matter of being faithful with brothers and sisters.
啊，我记得去年六月的时候。
I remember last year in June.
啊，洞平弟兄跟我在新加坡他们的。教会的夏令会里面也交通这个题目。
I remember that Brother Jonathan and myself, while we're in this retreat in Singapore, we also shared the same on the same topic.
不过那个时候呢，四川的大地震还没有发生。
However, at that time, the great earthquake in Sichuan haven't happened yet.
所以经过这个大地震之后，我感觉更需要和弟兄姊妹相互之间勉励。能够忠心活在主的跟前。
And after this earthquake, I have feel this urge to share even more with brothers and sisters to encourage each other to be more faithful, to be faithful.
我想，四川所发生的这一次的地震
，I think the earthquake that happened in Sichuan recently
啊，震惊了全世界。
It shook the whole entire world.
那尤其是我们中国人
，especially as Chinese
啊，我们有很多。骨肉至亲的血肉至亲的同胞们，那么在那里丧命。
We have many relatives or people close to us who lost their lives.
所以最近呢，在中国人中间，我想谈论最多的恐怕就是这个地震。
So I think among the Chinese recently, the topic that they talk most about would be this earthquake.
但是作为基督徒
，as Christians，
我想我们应该有一点不同的看法。
I think we should have a slightly different take on this.
因为我们已经处在这个末后的世代。
Because we're near the end times.
圣经已经很清楚告诉我们，我们今天所在的这一个天地将要产生大的变动。
And the Bible clearly tells us that this heaven and earth that we live in right now will be greatly changed.
并且呢，我们知道主已经事先都告诉我们。
We also know that the Lord had told us everything.
这些我想都是我们基督徒很清楚，这是末后时代的一个兆头。
This I think as Christians we all know this very well because these are the signs of the end times.
我们越过越觉得主的话。实在是不可动摇，并且每一样事都要应验。
And truly, the longer that we live, we realize that the Lord's words can never change, and it will become reality.
主特别提醒我们。
And our Lord reminds us.
很多的事情发生是不知不觉的。
A lot of things are happening without our knowledge.
我记得有一天，当我看那个新闻的时候。
I remember one day when I was reading the news headline.
他们报道说。在四川这个地方、有很多人几十年了，他们因为从来没有经历过所谓地震的事情。
And they're reporting that a lot of people in Sichuan province, for decades, they have never experienced an earthquake.
他们根本不知道地震是什么东西。
They have no idea what is an earthquake.
那么有一些台商啊，台湾的商人他们在四川做生意。
So there are these Taiwanese merchants who are doing business in Sichuan.
因为他们在台湾呢经历过地震。
Because they have experienced earthquake in Taiwan.
所以那天第一摇动的时候、
So as soon as the earth start to shake.
这些台商们就喊出地震了赶快跑、
And so they yell out earthquake and then they ran.
那些四川人呢还在那里发愣不知道发生什么事情。
A lot of the locals, they have no idea what's going on, so they just stood there.
所以弟兄姊妹们、这些事情主告诉我们是忽然临到的并且是不知不觉就临到。
So, brothers and sisters, all these things are happening in a sudden, and then they, without our knowledge.
所以我们也不晓得明天到底在哪里还会发生什么事，不知道。
So we don't know what will happen tomorrow.
当然，对于基督徒来讲
，However, as Christians,
这是一个很重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder.
弟兄姊妹们，提醒我们第一个，我们需要预备好我们的自己。
And first of all, it's remind us that we need to prepare ourselves.
基督徒是需要预备，主已经告诉我们。你们需要预备。
And as Christians, we need to prepare ourselves because our Lord reminds us so.
当然，另外一面呢
，On the other hand,
我们知道这些事对我们来讲也是很重要的一个警告。
These are a very important warning to us.
这个是末后时代中间的一个兆头。
This is one of the signs of the end times.
我想这个普遍的基督徒大概都能够。领会。
I think every Christian generally would be able to understand this.
当然，一有这些事情发生，我们也知道主回来的日子非常的临近。
As these things are happening, we know that His second coming is near.
这个到底有多近啊
？But how close is this?
我想，我们没有办法用我们的感觉 来说。
I think we really don't have any way to point say this.
但是这些总是告诉我们是非常近。
But we from everything else that's happening, we do know that it's very close.
主也告诉我们，一有这些事情发生的时候。
So Lord tells us as soon as these things start to happen.
神的儿女不需要惊慌的。
Children of God should not be afraid.
我们应该挺胸昂首。
We should raise our heads.
因为我们得赎的时候到了。
Because our day of redemption is near.
这是神给我们的恩典。
Because this is a grace.
但是除此之外呢？
And other than this.
我们也知道这个末了的世代。
We also know that in this end time.
也是神的工作快要完成的一个时候。
It's also a time when God's work is about to finish.
还有一点点的时候，主的工作就要完全。
And just that little bit extra time, and then His work will be finished.
所以呢，神在这里呼召忠心。
So that's why He is calling us to be faithful here.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们先一起来读一点圣经，好不好？
May we turn to our Bible?
我们请看启示录第十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 17.
启示录第十七章
Chapter 17
第十四节
Verse 14
他们与羔羊征战羔羊必胜过他们因为羔羊是万主之主万王之王同着羔羊的就是蒙召被选有忠心的也必得胜
These will wage war against the Lamb and the Lamb will overcome them because He is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings and those who are with Him are the called and chosen and faithful.
希伯来书
Book of Hebrews,
第三章
Chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章
Hebrews Chapter 3.
第一节和第二节
Verse 1 and 2.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬忠。如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样。
Therefore, holy brethren, partaker of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was in all his house.
第五节
Verse 5.
摩西为仆人在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。
Now Moses was faithful in all his house as his servant.For a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later.
我们请看马太福音第二十四章。
Turn to book Matthew 24.
马太二十四章。
Matthew 24.
四十五节到四十七节。
45:45-47.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。
45:47 Who then is faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is the slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possession.
二十五章第二十一节
Chapter 25, verse 21.
主人说好你这又良善又忠心的仆人你在不多的事上有忠心我要把许多事派你管理可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things, I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.
在马太福音第二十四章和二十五章里面
，In Matthew 24 and 25，
我们知道这是主耶稣和门徒们讲论到末后时代天国在地上所有的光景。
And we understand that this is a conversation between our Lord Jesus and his disciples, and in talking about the condition of the heavenly kingdom on earth.
这是主。在地上所做的一个很重要的预言。
This is a very important prophecy that he made.
我们知道在前面的一段那一段话呢是主要为着犹太人的。
And we understand that the first part of what he spoke is targeted towards the Israelites.
而中间这一段呢从马太福音二十四章三十二节到马太福音二十五章三十节 这一段是特别给教会。
And the middle section from chapter 24, verse 32 to chapter 25, verse 30 is targeted towards the church.
然后后面那一段呢，是论到地上的列国。
And the last part is in regards to all the countries on this earth.
我们看见在主讲到教会的这一段的时候
，As we see the section where he talked about the church，
两次提到忠心的问题
，And twice he spoke of the matter of being faithful。
啊，所以我们知道这是主在末后时代中间一个很迫切的一个呼召。
And we understand that this is one of the urgent calling he has for us during the time.
呼召人要忠心。
Calling people to be faithful.
我们知道神的心意只能托付给忠心的人。
Because we know that God's will can only be given to those who are faithful.
只有忠心的人能够和神一同完成他的旨意。
And only those who are faithful can accomplish this work together with the Lord.
我们感觉今天在地上的教会。
We should feel that today the church on this earth.
我们大部分的人，我们所注重的是人的恩赐和才干。
A lot of times we pay attention to people's gifts and and their talents.
好像我们不太多注重人的所谓的忠心问题。
It seems like we have not taken so much serious on people being faithful, the matter of being faithful.
但是我们知道神所注重人的是忠心。
But however, we do know that.God, when he looks at people, he pays attention to those who are faithful.
神并不太在乎我们有多少的恩赐，有多大的才干。
He doesn't care too much about whether we are gifted in certain areas or whether we are talented.
神今天在地上所寻找，在教会中寻找的是忠心的人。
Today he is looking for someone who is faithful.
当然了，如果你有恩赐，你有才干。
Of course, if you have gifts and you have talent, you're talented.
你再加上忠心的话呢？
And then you also have faith.
那会叫你的恩赐和才干具备更巨大的意义。
And then they will add on to your gifts and talents.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
时候已经到了末了。
Time has come to the end time is near.
神在地上要呼召神的百姓们要忠心。
God is calling for His people to be faithful.
我们知道。将来到主回来的时候
，And we know that when his second coming，
主最大的称赞也是忠心。
God's greatest, Lord's greatest praise to His people is also being faithful.
我们知道主说好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
And when He said, "Good, you good and faithful servant."
啊，这是神最后的一个称赞。
This is His final praises.
啊，如果我们的一生过来了。
And if our entire life has passed,
最后你能得到主这个称赞
，and ultimately you receive this praise from him,
那就证明你在地上所行所做的都有意义。
That means everything that you have done while you're on this earth is meaningful.
我想在教会历史上
，I think throughout church history,
所有侍奉主、爱主的弟兄姊妹
，all those who serve him and love him,
他们最后盼望的就是能听见这么一句话。
And their ultimate hope is to hear such praise.
所以弟兄姊妹，忠心实在是非常的重要。
So brothers and sisters, being faithful is very important.
我们从圣经里面可以看见
，from the Bible we can see that
神所要求的忠心大概分成三个方面。
The faithfulness that he, Lord requires can be summed into three sections.
第一个，神要求我们忠于他的名。
The first is to be faithful to his name.
第二个，忠于他的自己。
And the second is faithful to himself.
第三个是忠于他的托付。
And third is to be faithful to what he has given to us.
我们知道这三个重要的要求。
And we understand that these three important requests from him.
建立在我们与主三种不同的这种关系上面。
It's established upon the three different relationships we have with him.
这三种的关系都是要求忠诚、忠心的。
All these three relationships require being faithful.
我们晓得第一个是夫妻关系。
The first one is between husband and wife.
夫妻关系里面是要求忠心的。
The relationship between husband and wife requires being faithful.
那么第二个是朋友的关系。
The second is between friends.
朋友的关系也是要求忠心的。
That also requires one being faithful.
第三个是主人和仆人之间的关系。
The third is between the master and the slave.
这个也是要求忠心的。
This also requires one to be faithful.
我们可以说在夫妻的关系里面要求的是忠于主的名。
So the requirement of to be faithful between husband and wife could be said is regard to being faithful to the Lord's name.
在朋友的关系里面，要求忠于主的自己。
And the requirement for being faithful between friends requires one to be faithful to Lord Himself.
在主人与仆人的这个关系里面，要求的是忠于他的托付。
And in the relationship between the master and the slave, that faithful requires one being faithful to what he's given us.
我想我们对于这三方面啊，我们稍微做一点点详细的交通。
So I'd like to discuss this in more detail.
我们都知道在旧约圣经里面。
We all know that in the Old Testament,
神与以色列百姓的关系是夫妻关系。
The relationship between God and the Israelites is like that of a husband and wife.
我们的神他是忠实的丈夫。
Our God, he is the faithful husband.
那么他要求以色列人要做忠实的妻子。
He requires that the Israelites to be the faithful wife.
我想今天我们也是一样，一个女子如果嫁给了一个丈夫，
I think today, in the same way, in today's world, if a woman was married to her husband,
我们就在丈夫的名下了。
Then they become under the husband's name.
是吧？美国人也是一样，就把丈夫的姓把它冠上去了。
It's the same in the American culture is that the woman takes on the husband's last name.
所以夫妻的关系里面有这个名分的问题。
So this is there's this matter of the name, last name in terms of the relationship between husband.
同样，以色列百姓他们站在妻子的地位上。
In the same way, the Israelites stand in the position of the wife.
他们应当忠于主的名。
They should also be faithful to the Lord's name.
但是你读以色列人的历史。
If you read their history,
发现他们是一个不忠实的妻子。
You realize that they're being an unfaithful wife.
他们常常拜偶像。
Often they worship idols.
跟外邦人结合。
And they married Gentiles.
所以叫神非常的伤心。
So it caused great pain to God.
所以神多次的差遣先知们去责备他们。
So God sent many times he sent prophets to rebuke them.
你如果读以赛亚书的时候呢？
If you read the book of Isaiah,
他说可叹那个忠心的臣变成妓女。
And he said, it's great sorrow that the faithful city has become a prostitute.
那你读这个读以西结书，读何西阿书。
And if you go on reading the other books,
那里面都有很严厉的话指责以色列百姓。
And there you can read all these very serious words rebuking the people.
他们不是忠实的妻子。
They're not faithful wives.
但是呢，神却是忠实的丈夫。
However, God still is the faithful husband.
我们能看见神拣选他们，神爱他们。
We can see that the Lord has chosen them and He loved them.
弟兄姊妹，到了新约时代。
And brother and sister, now we come to the New Testament.
我们都知道教会被称作是羔羊的妻。
We all know that the church is called the wife of the Lamb.
有一天主要回来迎娶我们的。
And one day the Lord will come again to receive His bride.
所以使徒们也鼓励我们，神的儿女们要做贞洁的童女。
So the apostles encourage us as His children, we become like the virgins.
我们都知道我们受浸归在主的名下。
We all know that we're baptized under His name.
主的名对我们来讲是多么的重要。
And how important His name is to us.
今天我们生活。不仅在主的名下，也是为着这个名。
And today, not only do we live under His name, but we also live for His name.
所以在启示录第十四章那里讲到。
So that's why in Book of Revelation, chapter 14, it says.
当那十四万四千人。
And those 4,400.
也是教会中所谓的得胜者。
Those are the overcomers.
他们有同一个特性。
They all have this characteristic.
就是在他们的额头上有父和有主有和父的名写在额头上。
That they have the name of the Lord on their forehead.
就是说在他们的生活里面，他们第一件事情，他们是忠心于这个名的。
That means in their life, the most important thing is that they're faithful to that name.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们已经在主的名下。
So dear brothers, today we are under His name.
我们在地上的一举一动，我们的生活都跟这个名发生关系。
Everything we do, we have developed this relationship with the name.
所以我们应当把主的名放在我们的额头上。
That's why we should put His name on our forehead.
也就是说呢，我们要常常思念这个名。
In other words, we need to think of this name often.
当你要做一些事情的时候。
And whatever you're about to do.
你要想一想，你做这个事情会不会羞辱主的名
？Whether you bring shame to this name，
或者你做这些事情能荣耀主的名吗
？Or whether what you do will glorify the name。
我们一定要在生活里面，我们要把这个名摆在一个重要地位上。
In our daily life, we must put this name on an important place.
有些事我们知道你做了会叫主的名受羞辱的。
Because we know that sometimes some things that we do will cause shame to His name.
你不能做的。
That's something that we cannot do.
所以我们对于这个名，我们需要忠心的。
So that's why to this name we need to be faithful.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们要感谢主。
We need to thank the Lord.
主是那样的爱我们。
Because He loves us so much.
他实在是一个忠实的丈夫。
Truly He is that faithful husband.
他爱我们是爱我们到底，他从来没有改变过。
He loves us till the end, and He never changes.
但是我们的生活里面，我们是不是常常有时候叫这个名受羞辱了呢
？But however, in our daily lives, have we often caused shame to that name?
还是主的名因着我们得荣耀的呢？
Or what we did, what we do, cause glory to that name.
所以在这个末了的时代
，so that in the end times,
弟兄姊妹，在忠心的事上，第一个要求是忠于主的名。
In the matter of being faithful, the very first thing is to be faithful to that name.
这是非常重要的一件事。
And this is very important.
那么第二件事情
，second thing is,
我们知道这个我们和神之间和主之间有朋友的关系。
We have this friendship.This friendship relationship with our Lord.
马太福音第约翰福音第十五章
In John chapter 15,
告诉我们说主称门徒为朋友
It tells us that our Lord calls his disciples as friends.
我们不要以为这是件小的事情
Do not look lightly upon this.
如果你读旧约圣经的话呢
If you read the Old Testament,
你看见那些真正能被称为神朋友的没几个
You'll realize that there's only very, very few who can truly be called the friend of God.
神耶和华神可以把以色列人当作妻子
God can look upon the Israelite as wife
但是并不是每个人都能做神的朋友
But not just anyone can become friend of God
在旧约圣经里面最清楚明文告诉我们的耶和华的朋友就是只有亚伯拉罕一个人
And in the Old Testament it's very clearly described that the only one who's been called a friend of God is Abraham
神说我们的朋友亚伯拉罕
God says, our friend Abraham.
当然我们知道摩西曾经跟神之间呢讲话像朋友一样。
Of course, we also know that Moses, for, during some time, he spoke with God as, like a friend.
所以如果把摩西也算上就是两个人被称作是耶和华的朋友。
So if you count even Moses into that group, there are only two.
到了新约时代
friend. And now comes the New Testament.
神把我们每一个人都摆在朋友的地位上面。
God has raised us, every single one of us, to the position of friend. How much He has lifted us.
我们知道朋友是站在平等的地位上。
Because we know that as friends, we stand on the same ground.
弟兄姊妹们，神爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, God loves us.
神尊重我们。
He looks highly upon us.
都超过我们所能想象的。
Is way above, it's more than what we can imagine.
所以主在地上的时候。
So while the Lord is on this earth,
主把这些门徒们当作他的朋友一样看待。
He looked upon all his disciples as friends.
但是我们看见这些门徒们有没有把主当作朋友呢
？However, did these disciples view our Lord as friend?
我们看见他们有失败。
We see their failures.
十二个门徒里面最大的失败的一个就是犹大。
The biggest failure among the 12 disciples is Judah.
我们都知道犹大最后呢。用了三十块钱就把主出卖了。
And we know finally, ultimately, he betrayed our Lord by with only 30 denarii.
我们知道朋友之间是要求忠心的。
We understand, we know that among friends, we require one to be faithful.
我看见我们那里的很多年轻弟兄姊妹。
We saw a lot of young brothers and sisters there.
有的时候啊，他们彼此之间互相保护。
A lot of times they protect one another.
做了坏事情呢。
When someone did something bad,
那么我们来问说，这个事情是不是他叫你做的
？And we ask, did he put you up to doing this?
这个说不是，我自己要做的。
And the other person said, no, I did it all by myself.
你看，这个是朋友啊。
So this is being true friend.
我们有很多做父母的人呢。
A lot of times as parents.
哎呀，有的时候觉得。很为难。
Sometimes we find it very difficult.
因为你的儿女做什么事情呢，你都不知道。
Because whatever your children does, you do not know.
你要知道他的事情，你去找他的朋友。
If you want to know what's going on, you look for their friends. You ask your friends.
他们很多事情对父母不讲的。
A lot of times they do not tell their parents.
但是在朋友之间呢，是无所不讲的。
But however, between friends, there's no they discuss everything.
所以这个朋友的关系。
So this relationship between friends.
弟兄姊妹，圣经也告诉我们，朋友乃是彼此亲爱的，是相亲的。
Brother and sister, even in the Bible, it tells us between friends they would love one another.
我想我们活在地上，我们在社会中，我们都有一些的朋友。
I think living on this earth in this society, we all have friends.
如果你有几个好朋友
，If you have a couple of good friends,
这是你生活中间的一个很觉得满足的一件事情，对不对
？This is truly something that can bring you great satisfaction.
如果你生活一个朋友都没有
，If you live this life without even a friend,
你看这样的人的生活是很可怜的。
This person has lived a very sad life.
那么主耶稣把门徒们当作朋友。
So Lord Jesus view these disciples as friends.
像这个犹大，主也把他当作朋友。
Even Judah, he sees him as friend.
啊，圣经告诉我们说呢，犹大贪财。
The Bible tells us Judas is very greedy.
你看主对他多好，主就说你喜欢钱吗？就把钱袋给你管。
So look at how great Lord Jesus is. He knows that he loves money, so he give him the money back to him to keep hold of.
主真是能够相信他。
The Lord is so trusting.
圣经也讲说他真正有时常常从里面偷点钱。
And in the Bible, even we know understand that sometimes he would steal from that money back.
所以你看见犹大跟主做朋友啊。
So you understand that Judas is a friend to Jesus.
他完全是建立在那个钱财上面。
It's all based on money.
所以到最后呢，大祭司们要给他一点钱，30块钱，很少的钱呢，他就把主出卖掉。
So in the end, that he betrayed the Lord with only 30 denarii.
但是叫我们里面非常受感动的一件事情。
But however, the thing that moved us.
最后犹大带着这些罗马的兵丁到克西马尼园抓主的时候。
When Judah finally was bringing all these Roman soldiers to the Garden Gethsemane to arrest our Lord,
你看主对犹大怎么说
？What our Lord said to him is,
主说朋友
，He said friend,
你所要做的事你就做吧
，Do as what you come here to do.
我们的主永远是最忠实的朋友
，Our Lord, He is always the most faithful friend.
如果今天你有这么一个朋友
，If today you have such a friend，
30块美金就把你卖了
，They betray you for only $30。
你见到他的面时候，你什么感觉啊
？When you see his face again, how do you feel inside？
我们可能会像亚哈王一样说：“我的仇敌啊！”
Maybe we'll be like the king says and said, "My enemy."
不，我们的主永远做我们的朋友。
No, on the contrary, our Lord will always be our friend.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们会笑犹大。
Brother and sister, a lot of times we'll be like Judah.
但是我常常有时候回想我过去的许多生活。
And oftentimes when I think back my past.
我在主跟前，我真是十分的惭愧。
I'm so ashamed before the Lord.
我们有时许多时候啊，连30块钱不到的事情呢，我就把主摆在一边。
Oftentimes we will cast him aside for things that's far less than $30.
我们有没有这样的情形
？Have we all experienced this?
但是主从来没有背弃过。
But however, our Lord never turned his back on us.
他永远把我们当作他的朋友。
He always view us as his friend.
我们看见不仅犹大失败过
，And we see that not only did Judas have failed before.
彼得也失败。
Peter also failed.
啊。这个勇敢的彼得、啊、
This brave Peter
曾经跟主讲说主啊你就是死我也跟你一起死
Who once said that Lord if you die I will follow you
主说是吗
And Lord asked is that true
主说鸡叫两次以前你要3次的否认我
Before the cock crows twice you will deny me 3 times
彼得说、不会
And Peter said no that's not true
弟兄姊妹到后来我们看见彼得在一个小小的使女跟前
But ultimately, finally, we can see that before this little servant girl,
鸡一叫,
as soon as the cock crowed,
他就发作起誓的否认主,
he started to swear and to deny the Lord,
背弃他的好朋友,
and to betray his good friend.
我不晓得在美国哈,
in the U.S.,
我们常常讲一个人胆小，常常讲到 chicken, 对不对?
We call a person whenever he's afraid, we call him a chicken.
我们看见这个彼得，我们觉得他很勇敢，其实他的胆呢比鸡还小。
We see that Peter, who seemed to be brave, and actually he's just like a chicken.
不需要狮子吼，你知道，只要鸡一叫他就不行了。
You don't need to the lion doesn't need to roar. All it takes is a cock to crow.
弟兄姊妹们，我想我们恐怕也不比 比得强多少啊。
Brother and sister, unfortunately, I think we're not any better than Peter.
有很多的时候，我们又怕这个怕那个。
A lot of times we'll be afraid of this and that.
结果我们就违背了这位好朋友。
And in the end, we betray this good friend.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
他永远是我们的好朋友。
Because he's always our good friend.
彼得就是这样发咒起誓的否认他。
So even when Peter betrayed him, denied him.
但是主没有丢弃他。
But the Lord did not give up on him.
所以我们知道最后主回过头去看了彼得一眼。
And we know that finally our Lord turned and looked at Peter.
彼得就受不了了。
And Peter could not stand it.
弟兄姊妹们，好朋友的眼睛啊，看你一眼了，你就受不了了。
And brother and sister, that one single look from your good friend, you cannot stand it anymore.
你们有过这样的经验吗？
Do you have this experience?
是，有很多时候我们经历过失败、软弱。
A lot of times we experienced failure and weakness.
主不需要怎样责备我们。
Our Lord doesn't need to rebuke us.
他用好朋友的眼睛看我们一下。
All he needs to do is just look us, take one look at us as a good friend.
我们就受不了了。
And then even that we cannot.
彼得就跑出去痛哭。
So that's why Peter went outside and cried.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brother and sister.
主是我们的好朋友。
Our Lord is our good friend.
所以呢，好朋友要求。是对好朋友忠心。
So the requirement between good friends is that you need to be faithful.
所以我们需要对主自己要忠心。
That's why we need to be faithful to our Lord Himself.
我们需要跟他建立有亲密的关系。
And we need to have this close relationship with Him.
我觉得很可惜的一件事情。
I think sadly,
今天很多基督徒蒙恩得救之后啊
，There are a lot of Christians after we've been saved.
他们对于主的名有认识。
They have this understanding of God's name.
在教会历史上，也有很多人因着这个名而殉道。
And throughout church history, a lot of people were martyred for this name.
他们不肯背弃这个名，所以他们上了刑场。
They're not willing to betray this name, and that's why they were executed.
我们知道像这样的圣徒们在教会历史上很多。
And we understand that Christians like this, we have many throughout church history. So of course, this is not easy.
在最艰苦的环境里面，他们不肯背弃主的名。
And in the most difficult times, they're not willing to betray His name.
不肯否认主的名。
They were not willing to deny His name.
但是很多人呢，他们对主的名没有问题。
A lot of people they have no problem in the matter of the name of our Lord.
但是他们跟主之间彼此之间所建立的关系好像很少。
However, the relationship that he established with the Lord himself is very few.
我不知道在你的生活里面，你跟主这关系亲不亲密啊？
I don't know in your own daily life whether you have this close relationship with the Lord.
所以在教会历史上，在今天教会里，我们看见有一些的基督徒，他们真的是爱主，天天跟主有交通的。
So in throughout church history, we do see people who, because they love the Lord so much, they do have this close communion with the Lord every day.
这是很重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
我们就像今天的这个地上有的国家的这个部队一样。
And just like some armies on this earth today.
他们又忠于这个领袖的名。
They are faithful to this leader's name.
但从来都没见过这个领袖。
But they never seen this leader.
更是跟他也没谈过任何一句话。
They had never spoken with this leader.
他们忠于这个名。
But however, they are faithful to that name.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当然我们忠于主的名是很重要的。
Of course, it's very important to be faithful to his name.
但是主绝不以这样的就为满足。
But however, our Lord is never satisfied with merely that.
因为主喜欢我们跟他之间做亲密的朋友。
Because our Lord likes it when we become this close friend.
主喜欢跟我们常常在一起谈谈话。
He loves it when we have this conversation with him.
他喜欢我们跟他之间彼此能有更多的认识。
He loves it when we can know more about him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你要真正的向主自己忠心。
So brothers and sisters, to be truly faithful to the Lord Himself.
你必须要对主有更多的认识。
You must know Him even more.
你要跟他之间要建立亲密交通的关系。
You need to have this close communion with Him.
这样的话呢，我们就能更多能忠于他的自己。
And so when we could do this, then we're truly faithful to Him.
第三个方面啊。
And the third part,
我们知道要忠于主的托付。
We need to be faithful for what He's given us.
我们都知道我们的神。他是有计划、有目的的神。
We all know that our God is one who has plans.
他在这个整个宇宙里面，他有一个非常荣耀的旨意。
He has this great will in this universe.
他把你我 拯救回来。
He saved you and I.
不仅脱离仇敌的手。
Not only away from the enemy's hand.
不仅把我们的罪除了。
Not only has he cleansed our sins.
因为他要带我们进入他的旨意。
Because he wants to bring us into his will.
所以神有一个荣耀的旨意要托付给我们。
So God has this glorious will he wants to give to us.
那我们知不知道神的托付是什么呢？
But do you know what this is?
今天很多基督徒。
Today, many Christians
知道主的名,
they know God's name.
有的人也跟主之间有一些甜蜜的交通,
and some of them even have this sweet fellowship.
但是有的人从来都不知道神还有一个计划, 还有一个目的要实现。
They do not know that God actually has this plan.
所以神今天要我们忠于他的托付。
So today, God wants us to be faithful towards what he has given us.
这是非常非常重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹们我们不仅在主的名下，不仅与主有交通，也要追求认识神的心意。
So that I pray that not only do we know His name and have communion with Him, but also we need to seek His will.
所以呢，神对于我们这个忠心的要求啊。
So this requirement from God to, for us to be faithful.
是有这三方面重要的要求。
It's from these three aspects.
啊，我再强调一下，第一个忠于他的名。
Let me reiterate. The first is be faithful to His name.
第二个忠于他的自己。
And second, to be faithful to Himself.
第三个忠于他的托付。
And also the third is to be faithful to what He's given
us. 我们要知道，只有这三方面都有忠心，这个忠心是完全的忠心。
And we all know that only when we can be faithful to all these three aspects, then this faithfulness is complete.
在这个特别到末了的时代
especially during this end time
是要求啊神的儿女们能在这三方面都能够忠心
it requires us to be faithful on all these three aspects
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
我们在旧约的圣经里面
in the Old Testament
你会看见找到一个 很好的一个榜样
you can see this very good example
那个就是摩西
and that is Moses
你看摩西是一个忠心的人
We know that Moses is a faithful person
到了希伯来书里面希伯来书的作者告诉我们摩西在神的全家诚然尽忠
And it's recorded in the book of Hebrews that when they're talking about Moses they say he's the most faithful one
所以在旧约圣经里面摩西是一个好的一个忠心的榜样
So in the Old Testament, Moses is a very good example of someone who's being faithful.
你从摩西的一生里面，你会看见这三方面，他都是忠心的。
You can see all these three aspects that we talked about throughout Moses' entire life.
我们知道在出埃及记第三章
We know that in chapter 3 of Exodus,
那神在那里呼召摩西。
God is calling out to Moses.
那个时候我们知道摩西已经八十岁。
We know that at that time Moses is close to 80.
他在旷野里面经过了四十年。
He spent 40 years in the wilderness.
四十年前呢，他就以为神会用他。
40 years ago, he thought that God would use him.
结果神没用他。
But yet God didn't use him.
神带他在旷野过了四十年。
God let him spend 40 years in the wilderness.
到了八十岁的时候。
And when he's 80 years old.
他已经觉得自己衰老，什么都没。已经没无用了。
He felt himself is being so old and he's completely useless.
哎，很奇妙，这个时候呢，神却来寻找他，那么呼召他。
Amazingly, God came and called out to him.
我们知道神让他看见一个荆棘，首先看见一个荆棘火焰的异象。
And we understand that God allowed him to see this vision of the burning bush.
啊，其实那个呢，弟兄姊妹就告诉我们一个侍奉神的一个样式。
And from that time, we understand that that's an example of how to serve God.
一个人要侍奉神。
In order for one to serve God,
我们没办法用天然的这种力量来侍奉神。
We cannot use our own natural strength.
因为我们的天然就是荆棘啊。
Because with our own self, we are like that thorn bush.
啊，我觉得圣经用这个描述实在是描述的太好了。
I think this is a great example.
弟兄姊妹们，我们天然的生命就是荆棘。
Our natural self is like that thorn bush.
我们不是刺别人，就是别人刺我们。
If we weren't hurting others, the others are hurting us.
越靠得近的就被刺的越多。
And the closer others get to us, the more they get sting.
是不是这样的
？Isn't it true?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
啊。我常常有时候回想，哎呀，这些年真是被刺的不少。
Oftentimes when I look back, I realize how many people who got sting.
再想一想呢，刺别人也不少。
And also, I realized how much I got sting.
弟兄姊妹们，我们真的是荆棘。
Brothers and sisters, truly we are just like thorns.
所以摩西一个人是荆棘。
So Moses himself is just one thorn.
后来呢，摩西把以色列人从埃及带出来的时候呢。
And so when Moses brought all the Israelites out of Egypt,
就带出了一大团的荆棘。
He brought us also this entire bundle of thorns.
那么，所以你看见这些荆棘们在一起的生活，哪是刺来刺去的。
So you can see as these thorns are living amongst each other, they were hurting each other.
我有时候讲笑话。
So sometimes I would joke that.
你们认识我姊妹的人就晓得了。
For those who knows my wife,
很多人都说我姊妹是非常温柔的。
A lot of people say that she's very, very, she's a very nice person.
他们常说孙弟兄，你真是娶了个好妻子。
And they often say that, brother Sun, you had such a great wife.
这么温柔的姊妹。
She's so nice.
但是呢，你知道天然的生命都是荆棘。
However, you know that the natural life it's all thorns.
我说你知道吗？我姊妹很柔软，她是软刺。
And I said to him, "Do you know that my sister? She's very soft, but she's soft thorn."
那当然我是硬刺。
Of course, I'm a hard thorn.
但我刺她是比较多的。
And then I stung her more.
但是那个软刺刺过来也是有点痛。
Well, even when a sting from a soft thorn, it also hurts.
所以地上没有绝对完全的人。
So on this earth, there's no one who's absolutely perfect.
感谢神，我们是靠着神的恩典。
Praise the Lord, because by His grace.
是因为有神圣的火焰在我们的身上。
Because we have this holy fire within us.
弟兄姊妹，我们才能够侍奉我们的神。
But this is only then can we serve our God.
神给摩西看见这个荆棘的火焰。
So that's why this is the fire that the Lord allowed Moses to see.
所以神对摩西说：“从前呢、啊，你那个样子就是那个。”
So that's why God said to Moses, "Before you were just like that thorn."
为什么叫你四在旷野四十年呢？
The reason why I had you spend 40 years in the wilderness.
因为神要用火来炼你。
Because you, God will use fire to temper him.
到了八十岁。
And when he's 80 years old.
神圣的火焰可以显在摩西身上。
Now the holy fire can be revealed on Moses.
那么你现在可以去带领我的百姓出埃及。
And now you can go and lead my people.
那在这个时候呢，摩西反而觉得自己非常软弱。
And but now Moses he felt himself to be very weak.
那么摩西就在那里问神说。
And so there Moses asked God.
他说：“当我去对以色列百姓说呢，我们祖宗的神叫我来把你们带出埃及。”
And he said, when I come before our people and say, the God of our forefathers has called out to you called me to lead you out to Egypt.
他们会问说哈，我们祖宗的神是谁呀？叫什么名字啊
？And they will ask, who's the God of our forefathers?
因为在这个之前呢，我们相信神还没有从来没有把他的名启示给任何人过。
Because before this, we understand that God never revealed His name to the people.
同时呢，在埃及呢，我们晓得是一个很迷信的国家。
And also, we understand that in Egypt is a very superstitious country.
那个被称为神的一大堆。
Those who are being called God, there are many, many of them.
每一个神都有名字。
Every single God has a name.
所以摩西就才会有这样的一个疑问说，他们问我说，你信神，你神的名字叫什么呢？
So that's why Moses will have this question that the people will ask him, if you believe in God, what's the name of your God?
所以摩西需要知道神的名字是什么。
So that's why Moses need to know the name of God.
因为这个名是跟其他这些偶像、这些假神是不一样的。
Because this name is different from all the other idols.
所以神就在那里对摩西说：“我是自由拥有的。”
So that's why there and then God said, "I am who I am."
所以在那里，神启示出来，他就是耶和华。
And that's what there God revealed that He is Jehovah God.
也许我们读创世纪的时候，我们说：“哎呀，从前那些先祖们都不是已经都知道耶和华吗？”
And if we read Book of Genesis, we know that don't the people before them know that Jehovah God?
那我们不要忘记啊，创世纪是摩西写的。
But do not forget, Genesis is written by Moses.
他们从前就是拜神。
Before they just know, they know to worship God.
他们并不知道神的名字是什么。
They do not know the name of God.
所以等到摩西回头来写他们的这些故事的时候呢
？And so when Moses looking back and start writing these stories,
摩西就告诉我们说，他们所拜的神，所奉神的名就是耶和华。
And he now understands that the God that they worship is Jehovah God.
你想想看，假使那个时候他们已经知道是耶和华神了。
So if you imagine, even if back then they know who God is.
摩西是一个聪明人，又受过很多教育，对不对
？Moses is someone who's very smart and very well educated.
他不可能不知道神的名字叫耶和华。
It's impossible for him not to know that the God's name is Jehovah.
所以我们感觉这是头一次神把他的名启示给人。
So I feel this is the very first time, very first instance where he revealed his name to people, to man. Praise the Lord.
从那个天开始
，From that day on，
我们看见摩西所做一切事情都是奉这个名。
We know that everything that Moses did is in this name.
他说的一切事，说的一切话都是奉这个名。
And everything he spoke of is in that name.
他说耶和华对我说，耶和华晓谕我。
And everything he said, he writes, God told me this, God revealed this to me.
哇，在摩西五经里面这样的话出现很多次。
And sentences like this appear many times throughout the book.
所以我们看见摩西忠于这个名。
So we can see that Moses is faithful to this name.
摩西知道神的名，也忠于这个名。
Moses knows this name. He is faithful to this name.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
不仅这样。
Not only that.
那摩西呢？我们看见他也忠于神的自己。
Moses is also faithful to God Himself.
从神造亚当开始。
Starting from when God created Adam.
一直到摩西把以色列两三百万的百姓带到西乃山下
，until when Moses led 2 or 3 million of God's people to the mountain in Canaan.
怎么？
这
个中间呢，大概经过1500年。
It spanned about 1,500 years.
啊，我觉得神实在是有忍耐。
We truly feel that God is very patient.
所以西乃山。
So Mount Sinai
是在人类历史上面神的第一个大行动。
Is the very first big movement in for human history.
当然了，我们说他把以色列整个百姓从埃及带出来，这个也是一个伟大的行动。
Of course, it's a great movement to bring the entire people of Israel out of Egypt.
但是在这个之前，也没有人明白神的心意。
But before that, no one understands God's will.
只等到以色列百姓出了埃及之后两三个月，来到西乃山的脚下。
And only after the people had left Egypt, and 2 to 3 months later, they arrive at the foot of the Mount Sinai.
神就觉得时候到了，在这个时候就把摩西召到山顶上。
And God felt it's the right time, and he called Moses to come up to the mountaintop.
神就把他在创世以来他心中的那个旨意，那么就托付给摩西。
And then there he revealed his will to Moses.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们知道神的作为啊，常常都出乎我们的意料之外。
We all know that what God does oftentimes is beyond our understanding.
这个西乃山呢，我是没有去过。
So、I've never been to Mount Sinai.
不，我看过那个照片。
But I saw the pictures.
因为那个是在旷野里面的一座山
，because this is a mountain in the wilderness，
所以光秃秃的，上面好像没有多少树。
So it's very barren. There seems to be no trees.
你看，我们的神是创造宇宙万有的主啊。
But if you think about this, our Lord is God who created everything in this universe.
如果是我们的话呢
？If it were us，
你行大事。
You're about to do a great deed.
你总要找个什么风光明媚的地方，对吧
？Then we would be finding some place which is very scenic.
要找个漂亮一点的地方。
We would be finding a place that's very beautiful.
这是我们人做事的一个方法。
This is how we work as man.
但是神做事不是这样。
But this is not how God works.
他就在那么一个不起眼的这么一个土山上面。
And he does his work on this very unassuming mound.
神把他创世以来他荣耀的心意啊，就在那里启示给人。
And he revealed his glorious will since creation to man right there.
因为我们的神自己是荣耀。
Because our God himself is glorious.
所以他从来不在乎地上什么东西。
So he does not really care what the situation is, how things are on this earth.
弟兄姊妹，地上再好的东西，你也不能把荣耀归给神。
No matter how glorious, how beautiful things are on this earth, you cannot.
也不能多给神一点荣耀。
It cannot bring even more glory to God.
所以神做事情。不像人做事情。
So that's why the way God works is different from man, how man works.
这个时代是一个很重要的眼光啊。
This is a very important viewpoint.
今天我们看见地上教会的弟兄姊妹，很多基督徒的眼光跟神不一样，对吧
？So a lot of times we see the brothers and sisters in the churches on this earth, they have a different way of viewing things than God.
所以我常讲，神并不在乎我们在地上能做多大的功，能够有多少辉煌的这些场面。 弟兄姊妹，神在乎我们能不能尽忠心在他的跟前。
So that's why I often share with everyone that God really don't really care about what great works that we have done on this earth, but what He cares about whether we have faith, we were faithful to Him.
神就在这么一个不起眼的这么一个山上，神就在那里行大事。
And that's why he did great works on this unassuming mound.
今天呢，当然西乃山我们提起来说，哇，这是一个。
Of course, today when we talk about Mount Zion, we're like, wow, that's a great place. It became famous only because God had done great works on it. And when God called Moses to come upon the mountain, we know that Moses had went up the mountain a few times. In Exodus chapter 19,
那么神把他召到山上的时候，就把这个十条诫命啊，还有许多的诫命告诉了这个摩西。
God called Moses up onto the mountain and gave him the Ten Commandments.
那在山上有多久？圣经没有记载。
So how long he spent on the mountain? The Bible did not record that.
到了24章的时候
，But come to chapter 24,
神就再一次把摩西召到山上。
Once again, he called Moses up on the mountain.
这一次呢，在山上呢，摩西待了40昼夜。
This time it's recorded that he spent 40 nights on the mountain.
因为神要把会幕的样式告诉摩西。
Because God needs to reveal the way that the tabernacle needs to be to Moses.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你不知道神是多么喜欢跟人有交通的。
But says you have no idea how much God loves to commune.
今天呢，地上如果主能找着一个人可以交通的话呢，神的心不知道有多欢喜。
And today, in today's world, if he can find just one person who he can commune with,
you have no idea how happy he'll become. 摩西的时候啊。
And even back then, when he found Moses,
神的心多欢喜啊！
How glad his heart became.
说摩西上来上来。
And he said, Moses, come, come.
啊，那么到了山上，神就用云彩把整个山遮蔽。
And once he made it to the mountaintop, he uses this cloud to cover the entire mountaintop.
神说让我们两个好好的交通一下。
Let's come and have a good communion together.
我把我的心意全部告诉你。
I will reveal my heart to you.
啊，你也不要吃，也不要睡，也。就在那四十昼夜不吃不喝不睡。
You don't need to eat or sleep and don't need to do anything else. We will just commune.
你要真正能找着那个彼此能有交通的，那真是快乐的不得了。
It's truly a good, very great thing for God to find somebody who He can commune with.
我记得我年轻的时候跟一个年长的弟兄两个住在一起。
I remember that when I was younger, I lived with this older brother.
哎呀，我们两个常常一交通就是早晨三四点。
I remember whenever we start talking with each other, it's all the way until 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning.
啊，交通到最后那个眼睛都张不开了，还嘴巴还在讲呢。
We would talk until we cannot keep our eyes open, but our mouth would still be going.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个交通是一个大的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, this being able to commune with somebody that's truly a great joy. It's this great satisfaction. So if today you can establish this relationship with God, it's such a joyous event.
So, brothers and sisters,
we know that on that day, truly Moses became a friend with God. 40 nights of deep conversation, isn't that what makes great friends?
但是很可惜啊。
But sadly,
当摩西在山上四十昼夜的时候，
after Moses spent 40 nights on the mountain,
底下这些以色列人不耐烦了。
People, by the mountain foot, they become impatient.
一天天等着摩西不下来。
They were looking up to wait for Moses to return.
后来他们说，那个摩西不到哪里去了。
They were worried that Moses go.
对摩西的尊重也没有了。
And they completely have no respect for him.
所以就找亚伦呐，你帮着我们往前走吧。
And so they seek out Aaron and said, "Why don't you go ahead and lead us forward?"
结果他们就在那里犯了大罪呀。
And there they committed this great sin.
他们就在山脚下建造金牛犊。
And they made this golden calf. Underneath the beneath the mountain foot, for the mountain.
正在跟摩西交通了。
And just then, God is communing with Moses.
所以说，你快下山吧。
God said, "Go. You need to leave. Go down."
只好打断这个交通。
So he had to interrupt their communion.
山下的这些你的百姓已经快快的偏离我。
And he said that those people who are waiting by mountain foot, they are away. They're going away from me.
你要知道，那是一个非常危机的一个时候。
So you understand that that's a very dangerous time.
神就在西乃山上。
God is right on top of the mountain.
他们就在神的眼前呐、啊，就在山西乃山脚下就造金牛犊。
And right under beneath God, right at the mountain foot, they are making this golden cow.
这是多么胆大妄为的一件事情、啊、
！They're so daring.
我们的神是何等威严的神呢、啊？
God was so full of super weaver.
何等大的全能啊！
He has great authority.
他能借着红海的水，一夜之间就把埃及的军兵全部都把它淹灭了。
And by the Red Sea, he is able to completely destroy the Egyptian army.
所以以色列百姓当初处在一个非常危险的一个情况里面。
So during at that time, they are a very dangerous situation.
神对摩西说：“你让开。”
And so God told Moses.Step aside.
让我来把这些百姓把他一下把他除灭。
I will destroy all these people.
然后呢，我立你的后代起来重新起来。
And I will establish your descendants as the new people.
在这个危机的时刻。
And this dangerous time.
谁能够挽回这个情况呢
？Who could bring back this situation?
幸好在这里一个摩西。
Luckily, Moses was there.
摩西是神的朋友。
Moses is God's friend.
所以你知道，在神的百姓中出现困难、艰难的时候呢
？So you understand that during, while when the people of Israel they experience difficulties when they run into trouble，
只有那些是主好朋友的人，他们能够挽回整个情况。
Only those who are good friends to God they can bring back the situation。
你记得亚伯拉罕曾经为罗德起祷告吗
？You remember that Abraham once prayed for Lot。
那是好朋友的好朋友的请求啊。
This is a plea from a good friend.
哎呀，他说神啊，如果那个城里面有多少多少异人，你也要把它毁灭吗？他们讲讨价还价，你看。
And you remember that he bargained with God and said, if I can find how many good people inside the city, will you still destroy it?
所以到这个时候，弟兄姊妹们，你有感觉到摩西这位神的好朋友？他能够挽回这个局面。
And at this time, you feel that Moses, as a great friend of God, he's able to bring back the situation.
你读那一段圣经，实在叫人很受感动。
And when you read that passage, you will be truly moved.
他在神面前苦苦的哀求。
He's begging God before.
苦苦的哀求。
He's begging him.
啊，感谢神。
And praise God.
因为这位好朋友的请求。
Because of this plea from a good friend.
最后叫神回心转意。
God changed his mind.
没有把以色列人全部把他毁灭。
He didn't destroy all the Israelites.
所以等到摩西下了山之后
，So that's why when Moses went back down to the mountain.
弟兄姊妹们，摩西就不再跟以色列百姓住在一起。
Moses no longer lived amongst the Israelites.
他就把他的帐篷拉到营外去了。
He moved his tent to be outside of the campsite.
在出埃及记33章记载，他就在营外搭了一个小帐篷。
So in Exodus chapter 33 described that he made this new small tent outside.
因为他心里面知道神对以色列的百姓心中有愤怒。
Because he know that God is angry with the people.
所以他在外面的那个小小的帐幕里面。
So that's why outside in his small tent.
被称作会幕。
It's called a tabernacle.
啊，神就有的时候。那个云柱就降临在那个会幕前。
And sometimes that pillar cloud would be upon that tent.
我们知道那个时候以色列百姓知道他们犯错了。
And we know that at that time the people of Israel they understand that they have sinned.
十分的尊重。
And they have great respect for Moses.
每次看见摩西回到他那个小帐篷里去的时候。
And every time when they see that Moses returned to his little tent.
帐篷门口。
Everyone stood outside their own tent.
云柱一降下来。
And once this pillar cloud descend upon the tent,
他们就大家都在自己的帐篷门口俯伏下拜。
Everyone bowed down before in front of their camp.
摩西跟神讲话，像人间的朋友。
They hear that the way that God speaks with Moses is like between friends.
弟兄姊妹们，摩西是神的朋友。
Moses is a friend of God.
所以我们看见在旷野的40年。
So we can see that in this 40 years in the wilderness.
摩西忠于主的自己。
Moses is faithful to God himself.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
啊，我们必须跟主之间在朋友的关系上面能够建立亲密的关系。
We must establish very close relationship between God like that of a friend.
这是很重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
啊，那么后来我们晓得神把这个会幕托付给摩西。
And later we understand that God gave this tabernacle to Moses.
我们知道这是神非常重要的一个托付。
We understand this is a very important task that's given to them.
弟兄姊妹都知道，我们今年这个暑假啊， 这西岸特会这个主题就是讲神给人这给教会的托付。
And we all know that the message, the theme of our summer retreat is talking about the task that's given to us by God.
啊，这是一个非常重要的题目。
This is a very important theme.
作为神的儿女。
And as children of God,
每一个人都应该知道到底神把什么东西托付给我们。
We need to have this understanding what exactly it is that God has given us in charge of.
我相信经过这个特会之后，神的仆人们会把这些讲得很清楚。
And I believe that throughout this retreat, that the servant of God will spell this out clearly to us.
我们要鼓励很多弟兄姊妹还没有报名的啊，要不要失去这个机会。
I highly encourage brothers and sisters, if you haven't signed up yet, do not miss this opportunity.
再说我们已经到了末了的时代了。
Once again, I will say that we are close to the end times.
我们要在神面前忠心。
We need to be faithful before Him.
我们忠于神的托付。
We need to be faithful to what He's given us in charge of.
我们必须晓得什么是神的托付。
We need to understand what is it has given us to be in charge of.
我们可以看见在教会历史上。
We can see that throughout church history.
忠于主的名的人很多。
There are a lot who are faithful to His name.
忠于主自己的人也有一些。
There are a lot who are there are quite a few who are faithful to Himself.
但是真正明白神的托付而忠于这个托付的人很少。
However, there are only a few who truly who understand what he's given us in charge of and also be faithful to that.
今年有这么一个机会啊，希望弟兄姊妹不要放弃。
So that's why this year when we have this opportunity, I hope that you do not miss it.
我在东岸在各地看见很多弟兄姊妹，他们很渴慕来参加。
And I can see that on the East Coast, there are many brothers and sisters. They're so willing that they really wish they could come.
大家都知道现在油价很贵，这个机票费贵得不得了。
We also understand that the gas price is very high now, and the plane tickets are extremely pricey.
今年这个特会正好在我们这里。
Thankfully, this retreat is here.
我们不需要花什么机票费。
So we do not need to spend money on the plane ticket.
神把这个祝福拉到我们门口来了。
God has brought this blessing right to our front doorstep.
所以如果我们放弃这个机会，岂不是很可惜吗
？So wouldn't it be very sad that we missed this opportunity?
所以我们要鼓励弟兄姊妹们。尽量的能够去参加。
So I highly encourage brothers and sisters to join.
我相信我们年长的弟兄们能把这些讲得更清楚。
I believe that our older brothers and sisters, brothers can review this in more clear detail.
当我们知道在山上，神把那个会幕的样式启示给摩西。
And we understand that on the mountain, God revealed how the tabernacle needs to be to Moses.
40昼夜，我想神讲得非常的详细。
He's been spending this for 40 nights, so I believe that he truly revealed this in great detail.
所以当摩西下山要开始建造会幕的时候
，So when Moses went down the mountain to build this tabernacle,
神警戒他
，God warned him.
每一件事情都必须照着山上的样式。
Every single item need to be created according to what's revealed on this mountain.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天我们作为神的儿女需要听清楚。
Francis, this as children of God today, we need to hear this clearly.
今天地上神不再造会幕，神在建造教会。
Today, God's no longer calling people to create this tabernacle.
但是教会必须按照神的心意。
However, the church need to be according to His will.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
这是很严肃的一件事情啊。
This is a very serious matter.
感谢神，摩西下了山之后
，Thank the Lord that when Moses went down the mountain,
摩西忠心的传递。从山上所看见。
He faithfully passed along what he sees.
那么在那里，他就得着了一班人。
And there he had a group of people.
跟他一起同工。
Who are co-working with him.
然后以色列百姓中间呢，能够做事的人通通出来。
And then the among the Israelites, those who can still work, they stand out.
他们就在山下，完全按照山上的样式。把整个会幕建造起来。
At the foot of the hill, they built this tabernacle according to exact specs given to Moses on the mountaintop.
我们知道，在这件事情上显出了摩西的忠心。
And we know that on this matter, it reveals the faithfulness of Moses.
摩西一点都没有违背神的心意。
He did not betray a single bit of God's will.
所以他得到神的称赞。
So he received praise from God.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们知道。神不以光得着我们个人的基督徒为满足的。
God is not just satisfied with receiving us as Christians.
主把我们放在一起。
He put us together.
我们教会的生活、教会的侍奉是非常重要的一件事。
Our church lives and our service in a church is very important.
希望在教会中每个弟兄姊妹都能够尽当尽的功用。
I hope that every single brother and sister do your part.
我再说，神并不在乎我们的恩赐大或小。
Again, I'd like to reiterate that God didn't really care whether we have great gifts or talent.
神所在乎的是我们能不能忠心。
All he cares the most is that whether we can be faithful.
所以主把我们摆在这里，那是叫我们一同来建立神的家。
So God put us together here so that we may build His house together.
这是今天主的心意。
This is His will.
我们就着整个时代来讲。
And when looking at the entire history.
那从头一个世纪到今天，神一直在建造他的家。
And from the very first century until now, he's continued to build his house.
到了我们这个时候，可以说可以接近尾声了。
And until here, when we come to this era, we're near the end time.
你记得主曾经做个比喻。
If you remember, our Lord once made
有的人是早晨进入葡萄园，有的中午、下午，甚至有的晚上才进入葡萄园。
And we once made this analogy that some people enter the vineyard in the morning during the at noon and in the afternoon, some even in the evening.
结果最后进来的人得的工资是一样的。
However, the people who even when they enter into it late, they receive the same salary.
弟兄姊妹，你读到这个故事，你应该很兴奋的。
And brother sister, when you read the story, you should be excited.
啊，你会不会兴奋呢
？Do you feel excited?
我很兴奋。
I feel very excited.
啊，因为主留我们在最后一段时间。
Because this is where we God our Lord saved us until the very end time.
进去只要做几个时辰呢，就开始发工资了。
Once you enter into vineyard, all you have to do work a couple hours and then you receive your wage.
我真是感谢主把我们留在最末了的时代。
I truly thank the Lord for saving us until the end time.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们求主让我们能够忠诚做他的同伴。
We pray that the Lord will allow us to become His faithful friend.
一同起来，让神的旨意在最后这段时间，在我们这班人身上得到完成。
And together allow His final will to be revealed through us.
那我们就成为神。创世以来，他工作最后完成的见证人。
And then we can become the final witness to his work.
你知道这是多大的荣耀吗
？You know how what great glory this is.
那我们能够与主一同欢喜快乐。
That we may become joyful with him together.
我们就能够得着主给我们的赏赐。
And then we can receive the reward that he's given to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，时候已经到末了。
So brothers and sisters, the time has come.
主呼召我们。
He's calling to us.
能够忠心的跟随他。
To faithfully follow him.
启示录十七章十四节告诉我们。
Revelation chapter 17 verse 14 says.
在这个最后的征战里面，羔羊
是
万王之王、万主之主，是一定得胜。
That the Lamb is the Lord of the Lord, the King of Kings, and He will have victory.
啊，那跟随羔羊的人呢
？And those who follow the Lamb.
他们就是蒙召被选有忠心。
And they are the one who have been called, and they follow, and they are faithful.
我们已经蒙召。
So we have been called.
你也被选上。
And you've been chosen.
现在最后是看看你能不能忠心。
And finally, we just wait to see whether you can be faithful or not.
弟兄姊妹，主爱我们。
But sister, the Lord loves us.
很多的事情他都为我们做。
He done many things for us.
像本来我们该死的，他替我们死了。
Originally, we were supposed to be put to death, but he died for us.
他替我们流血。
We should bleed, but he bled for us.
但是在忠诚的事上，主不能代替你。
But on the matter of being faithful, he cannot take our place.
只有在这件事情上是需要你自己来负责任。
And only then, only on this matter, you need to be accountable for yourself.
我们愿意做一个忠心的人吗
？Are we willing to become a faithful person?
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们要求主让我们在今天能够听。很清楚主在幕后时代的一个呼召。
May we be able to clearly hear His calling in this end time.
让我们忠于他的名。
May we be faithful to His name.
忠于他的自己。
Faithful to Himself.
忠于他的托付。
And faithful to what He's given us in charge of.
请我们低头再一点祷告。
May we have word prayer.